sauce?
Yeah, a sauce is what we're looking for. If you want to sort of sneak in and get some food between meals, what do you call that?
Snack.
Well, I'm sure snack.
Okay. Here they call it coffee time and tea time.
Here.
Yeah, they have coffee time about 9 and tea time about 3.
The what do y'all generally do in terms of meal? I mean, and I know it sounds like I'm being nosy.
Well, I know what you mean. Yeah. Now we have breakfast, dinner, supper.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now really, we have our big meal at noon when he's home. But of course, if he's working, then it's at night. But we very seldom have a dinner at night. I mean, most people go out for dinner, but we're breakfast, dinner, supper.
About what time?
Oh. Breakfast, I don't eat any breakfast. Mm-hmm. He goes uptown and gets a glass of pineapple juice. Well, and then at noon we have our dinner, and at 6 we have 5:36 supper.
Yeah. It's amusing, again, that the Army just changed that. They used to have, on the ration request, they used to have breakfast, dinner, supper, and it's now breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But that's the general thing anymore, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We don't call it that.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Yeah. It changed that about so 2 years ago.
That's the way we shift ourselves around for meals.
I know you said you didn't use coffee, but how do you describe the process of making it, if you ever make it?
Perkin coffee.
Okay. Do you ever have anything you make with, it's not quite like apple pie, it's a sort of deep dish type thing. What would you call that? With apples.
Well, apple pandotti, mine's apple goody, and it's awful good. But now it's your apple, and then of course your crumb crust on the top. But apple pandotti, or what? I had apple something worse just the last couple of days. What was it? Apple.
That's what you call it.
Apple pandotti, was that
pandotti. You were wondering about what it was. I could order one.
Well, that's in the East, so maybe they have apple pandotti.
Okay. Let's see.
She told you it was just a one crust pie.
Yeah.
If you have guests, say, to dinner, and they're, you don't want to, you know, have a go around. Pass and stuff around and just say, what might you say to them? They're sitting down being polite. Or if they got a big thing of, say, mashed potatoes in front of them, and they're holding up the whole operation by being polite and standing there rather than taking it and passing it on, what might you say to them?
Pass me the potatoes.
Or if you want to be real polite and imply that they should take some themselves, you might say.
Take some and pass it on or something like that.
Okay. And say help yourself.
Take some and pass it on. Help yourself. Yeah.
And if you were, say if you didn't like asparagus or something, you went to somebody else's house for dinner, and they were really pleased with their asparagus and were sort of pushing it on you, what might you say to them?
No thanks. I don't want any or something.
Okay.
Well, no, I really would take some.
All right. Well.
I would never.
I've eaten a lot of things in someone else's house that I wouldn't have eaten if I'd been home.
Yes, I think a person would just eat it, so I don't know.
All right.
Well, if you'd say no thank you, I guess, if you didn't want any.
Yeah,
I've eaten a lot of meals in a lot of places. Sure, a variety. Years ago, I used to do all my service out in the country, and of course, you just didn't go down the road a mile and get to a restaurant, so you either went hungry or ate with him. And I ate a lot of meals in a lot of places. And some of them were tops any time you were there, and some of them I'd much rather passed up, forgot all about it.
If you have a big meal, say you got guests, and they don't eat all of it, say Thanksgiving,